Yep.
I find from touching the three bases who were there active.
Yeah, I've talked to them. I talked to Russell and Hale and somebody else.
Yeah. Well, Russell wasn't there today.
Yeah, he was
like me. He was lobbying on this other job the morning, and I was busy raising $75,000 from Florida.
Good.
Were there, which we raised.
Yeah, wonderful.
And I got that fellow that we talked about, remember, just a little bit, who comes from Virginia. He's coming in.
Good.
Anyway, you got the picture that it looks that according to, did you talk with Clint?
No, I'm going to, though, but I've got the Attorney General here with me, and as soon as I finish with the meeting, I was going to call him.
Well, all right. Better you talk with him yourself. But I talked with him, and he told me what happened. But anyway, you're going to do it. So, and I talked with Berg, and I talked with Wilbur Cohen, and everybody there, and the impression that it looks worse now than it has looked. And Clint's of the opinion that it should just wind itself out and not be of anything. He thinks that would be the best. Now, Wilbur Cohen does not necessarily. Of course, Bird is against any of it, so he would suit him fine to wind it out. The House people would like for us to pass the bill on the ground that they would forever foreclose passage of medical care because you'd use up those valuable points, they say. Now, I haven't really come to any conclusion on what is best for you. I have a feeling that Clint's probably right. It's a better issue than it is a fact. And it looks like now they're going to be able to recess, sign and die by Saturday night.
Good. Okay, my friend, thank you, and I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you.
Waiting.